بلاف شیخ خارف اللہ رومی وغض شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرکدہ ہم جو بک آئینہ محبت کمپائر حضرت میر صاحب دام رکاتم العالیہ ٹائٹل آف نظم اس فیضان عشق اللہ اللہ عشق کا فیض و کرم اللہ اللہ عشق کا فیض و کرم خاک کا افلاک پر جائے قدم خاک کا افلاک پر جائے قدم اللہ اللہ عشق کا فیض و کرم خاک کا افلاک پر جائے قدم گریائے غم تو ابھی ہرگز نہ تھم گریائے غم تو ابھی ہرگز نہ تھم کیا عجب ہے جوش میں آئے کرم خاک کا افلاک پر جائے قدم اللہ اللہ عشق کا فیض و کرم خاک کا افلاک پر جائے قدم جس میں عارف زائر کوہ حرم جس میں عارف جا زائر کوہ حرم جانے عارف محرم جانے حرم جانے عارف محرم جانے حرم اللہ اللہ عشق کا فیض و کرم خاک کا افلاک پر جائے قدم نیک ہو یا بد ہو ہر ایک لاجرم نیک ہو یا بد ہو ہر ایک لاجرم روز محشر ہوگا جویا ہے کرم روز محشر ہوگا جویا ہے کرم اللہ اللہ عشق کا فیض و کرم خاک کا افلاک پر جائے قدم جھیل کر دشواری راہ طلب جھیل کر دشواری راہ طلب پا رہا ہوں دل میں گل ہائے کرم پا رہا ہوں دل میں گل ہائے کرم اللہ اللہ عشق کا فیض و کرم داستان عشق کی حد ہے کہاں داستان عشق کی حد ہے کہاں آئے ممکن ہے کہ تھک جائے قلم آئے ممکن ہے کہ تھک جائے قلم اللہ اللہ عشق کا فیض و کرم چاہیے اختر ہمیں ان کی خلش چاہیے اختر ہمیں ان کی خلش چاہیے اختر ہمیں ان کی خلش یہ نہ ہو تو ہے چہے سارے نیام یہ نہ ہو تو ہے چہے سارے نیام گریائے غم تو ابھی ہرگز نہ تھم کیا عجب ہے جوش میں آئے کرم اللہ اللہ عشق کا فیض و کرم خاک کا افلاک پر جائے قدم اللہ اللہ عشق کا فیض و کرم
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم فإذان إشك Ishq, the love of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and what phase, what benefits, what great benefits a person gets from having the love of Allah ta'ala. Allah, Allah, ishq ka phase or karam. My first words, Al-Hazrat says, Allah, Allah, so astonished I am, so surprised I am at what the love of Allah ta'ala, what it benefits a person, what and what accrues to him, what he gets from by having the love of Allah Ta'ala. One of the things, khaka akhlaq par jaye qadam. Because of the love of Allah Ta'ala, these legs of ours which are made of sand, of this dunya sand, but they reach the heavens and the skies. Because of the love of Allah, a person reaches where and where. So what a great, what great value the love of Allah has got, what great power and what great benefit a person gets from it. Giriyai gham tu abhi hargis na tham. All my tears of the love of Allah do not still stop. Keep on flowing. Just keep on flowing still. Kya ajab hai josh mein aaye karam. It's not far-fetched that Allah Ta'ala's karam, His kindness will come in josh and Allah will shower you with what and what. So when you build up with that love of Allah, whether it is in sajda, whether it's in tahajjud, in dua, whether it is in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, wherever, then just let it carry on. By that Allah's great, great favors are going to be showered upon you in great abundance. Jisme arif zaireku el haram, the body of the haram, of the zair, the visitor of the, in the direction of the haram, a person who goes to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, he's a visitor there, but he has made his body an arif of Allah. He has got the recognition of Allah. Jaan-e arif, mehram-e jaan-e haram. The life of this arif of Allah Ta'ala is the person who has recognized the honor and the greatness of the haram. That person who is an arif will know that he is in Makkah Sharif, that he is in the haram. Otherwise, according to some other countries, South Africans are pictured to be sitting in the third floor of Bin Dawood's restaurant with their sunglasses on. Others, the South Africans are pictured that they go there for shopping and to go and visit the malls all the time, and they are eating in the restaurants all the time, lazing around in the holidays, in the hotels. So if a person has got the ma'rifat of Allah, that person will know the honor of the haram of Makkah Sharif and the honor of Medina Sharif. Otherwise, it will be just one hotel, one holiday destination. Nek ho ya bad ho, har ek la jaram. Whether a person is pious or whether a person is sinful, for each one, roze mahshar hoga, Joyaye Karam, on the day of Qiyama, on every person Allah's great mercy will descend. Even on the sinners, Allah's mercy. Only our direction must be right. If we want to go to Pretoria, and you are on the road to Pretoria, and even if you get a puncture, you run out of petrol, you'll get sorted out, but you'll reach Pretoria. But if you want to go to Pretoria, and you're on the road of Faryanakhan, and you've got no puncture also. You don't run out of petrol, but you are not going to reach your destination. You are going in the opposite side. So a person who has brought Iman basically, and now he's on his way to Allah, even if he's a sinner, he's getting punctured also, he's running out of fuel also, but he'll get there. And if a person, his direction is not right, his destination is not correct, and then that person is got big, big problems. So whether it is a sinner also, but he's got Iman, of course there will be problems. He'll go via. There will be big problems, but he will reach and Allah's mercy will descend upon him also. jhel kar dushwari raah talab, and a person who undergoes the difficulties of this path of seeking the pleasure of Allah and reaching Allah Ta'ala, pa raha ho dil mein gulhaahe karam. All the time in his heart, he's finding great, great amounts of the karam, the roses of the karam of Allah. A person who is going on the right path, is going through difficulties, sometimes people are against you, sometimes there is a wedding in the family, you feel I can't attend, lot of wrong things, everyone is against you. Sometimes, one person wrote, they went for Umrah, this year he intends coming to the Khanqah, family tells him, you're a killer, you're a spoiler. All our enjoyment of going for Umrah, you are spoiling all the enjoyment, what are you going to do in the Khanqah? So you have to put up with a lot of things. And one revert has given a beautiful example of a tea bag, that the more you pour boiling hot water, the more the boiling, the more the hot water is, the greater the flavor and the aroma of the tea will come out. In other words, if it's a tea bag, if it's a sand bag, nothing is going to happen. If it's a tea bag, that means if there is iman, the more difficulties you undergo, the greater and stronger that iman becomes. And the aroma and the flavor of that iman comes out even more stronger. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they were putting the hot stones on his chest. That iman was inside all the time. Allah, Allah. And how many other sahaba radiallahu anhum, what difficulties they underwent. But if it's not a tea bag, there is an iman, it's a sand bag, just at the slightest whiff of some problem, you'll give up also. And you won't carry on. So, mashallah, the blessed are those people who have this iman, and we should not ask for difficulties. But when difficulties will come, Allah will give even the strength to endure them. And Allah, on top of that, will give great, great rewards of that. Dastane ishki had hai kaha. Where is the limit, the end of the stories of the love, of love? Love stories don't come to an end. In dunya's love stories, you get married the first night, you don't sleep the whole night. You just carry on talking the whole night. Or perhaps something else also besides talking, but the whole night you are busy. Fajr time is a different story. Then you feel very, very sleepy at that time. So when this is the love story of two husband and wife, the love story of Allah Ta'ala, where will it ever come to an end? If we really have this love of Allah, what enjoyment you will get wherever you are with Allah Ta'ala. Ha, ye mumkin hai ke thak jaye qalam. Yes, this is possible. Your pen will dry up. Your pen will get tired. It will dry up. Your tongue will get dry. You're talking so much that the love story will not come to an end. Chaye akhtar hame unki khalish. That Allah Ta'ala wants a person, this is all the favors of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Otherwise, ye na ho to hai che sari ni'am. And if there isn't the love of Allah, then all the ni'mats of dunya are also useless. Your beautiful home, your car, your garden, your bathroom, your bedroom, if there is no love of Allah, and Allah has not pulled you towards Him, then all your delicious food, all that is nothing. The kuffar are enjoying more of this. Yes, if Allah gives you His love also, and He gives you this, and this also, you don't take it as something big, you don't make it a big thing. But our condition is, forget we don't have it, we make somebody else's thing a big thing. They have dunya. Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, taught us, whenever you are with the rich people, you visit the rich, then read Ya Mughni. Then the riches won't have an effect on you. Otherwise, you're going to be affected. And Hadrat says very much this for Jamaat brothers when they go for Gasht, Khususi Gasht, usually go to the prominent people of the town, the big people, and if you go and you see their dunya, you see their lounge, you see all the things, the tea is brought, and the maid brings the tea, and there's no resentment, nothing wrong. No parda doesn't mean anything, and you get impressed with this, there is a great danger of your iman getting lost. One Jamaat went to Canada, Hafiz Patel Saab, Rahmat Barakatum. One of the things in the Hidayati Bayan he gave them, that they have tall skyscrapers there. And the roads, etc., they are advanced in UK also. So if you get impressed with that, your Iman is at stake. If dunya's thing, but many of us, we get so impressed with dunya's things. So these are ni'mat, by the way, you enjoy them, but you don't make them an object, and you don't go singing about them, and talking about it, and everything. And the main thing, if it is with Iman, it's worthwhile. If it's without Iman, it is completely, it's useless. It is nothing whatsoever. May Allah give us the reality of this, inshallah. We read the letter of Maulana Abdul Mateen, quite a long letter, and we have completed it. Now, Hazrat's reply to that letter. Jawab, Mukarrami al-Muhtaram, Janab Abdul Mateen Sahab, Zidat ma'alikum, as-salikum, as-salamu alaikum, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Hazrat replied the titles, Muhabbat Nama Mila, I received your letter. Allah Ta'ala, aap jaysay ahbab mukhlisin ki husn zan, aur muhabbat ki barakat se, just say the tawadu, and this is what is important. We, if somebody praises us, it just goes to our head. Hazrat says that with such sincere friends like you, and your good thoughts about me, and your love that you have for me by the barakat of that, أَحْقَرْكُ مَقَاسِدًا مُتَزَاعِدًا وَمُتَبَرَّكًا نَوَازِشْ فَرْمَاتِ رَحِي. May Allah Ta'ala all the time make me higher, increase me, and give me more barakat by your duas and your love that you have for me. Ameen. Aur is husn zan aur muhabbat ko janibain ke liye wasila najat wa maghfirat bana. Ameen. And those good thoughts that you have about me. Hazrat doesn't say I am like that. Your good thoughts, and let's prove that you are good. A person who is good can see the good in others. A person who is bad sees the bad in others. So when we see faults of others, we look down about somebody, remember it is our own weakness. It is our own faults. Experts of deep dream interpretation also state that, for example, if you see your wife, she's having an affair with somebody, she's walking around without parda, etc., realize that's your condition you are seeing. And you have to be worried about yourself. That's your condition you are seeing. So a person who got good eyes will see good in others. A person who's got bad eyes, who's bad himself, will all the times be seeing the faults of others. So this goodness that you have, may Allah make it a means of najat, salvation, and forgiveness. Ameen. Aap khud bhi dua kare aur ahbab se bhi dua karaye. You also please make dua and ask your friends, your murids also to make dua. Ki hatta Allah apne rahmat se ahkar ko 120 saal ki umar aala sihat aur taqwa par istiqamat aur apni muhabbat ke dard dil ki nashr o ishaat. That Allah grants me a life of 120 years with the best of health, with taqwa, with istiqamat, and with the love of Allah, and the burning fire to spread nashr o ishaat, to spread this love of Allah in the world. Or sharf husn qabooliyat, and Allah honors also it with acceptance. Or ahbab sadiqeen ki rifaqat ke saath, and with the friends who are true friends in their company to be traveling in the world to spread the love of Allah. Ma afiyat ahlu iyal, and with goodness and salamati of my family, wa ahbab, and my friends, ke saath ata farmaye. Ameen. May Allah grant us. Ameen. Make the dua. And according to a person's niyat, he gets the sawab. You make niyat that I have Umr-e-Nuh, the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam. You will get your sawab according to that. And we don't make any niyat. If we make niyat of 120 years, Allah give me a life of 100, my niyat is, what is muqaddar is going to take place, and outwardly, apparently, we're not going to reach there, but your niyat is to have such a long life. You ask for Umr-e-Nuh, for the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam, 1,000 years, 950 years, 1,050 years, and you may, your niyat is for deen, to have istiqamah, to have the, and to spread the love of Allah, and with good health, and you are spreading the love of Allah. So that according to the niyat, you will get your reward. اور احکام کے ہر آہ و فغا کو نثرن ہو یا نظمن ہو ہو تابت و تابقا امت مسلمہ تابندہ و پابی و پائندہ فرماتے ہوئے and that every expression of the love of Allah which Allah has given me, whether it is in poetry form or whether it is in prose or and forever till Qiyamah, the whole ummah, till the ummah that is alive, must benefit from every word of mine, from every expression of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And if this niyat, a person gets the sawab accordingly. Mort will come and finish, but your niyat was there, your sawabs are still going to carry on. Ifadiyat wa istiqamat ka sharf ata farmaye. And Allah gives me the honor that people, I benefit people and I remain with istiqamat upon deen. اور ہماری شامت اعمال کی سبب ایک آہ بھی اختر کی محض اپنے رحمت سے بدون استحقاق ضائع ہونے سے حفاظت فرمائے. And one sigh of mine also of the love of Allah must not be destroyed because of our wrongdoings etc. Allah must be kind and protective. There is also a great, great ni'mat. There were great, great ulama who have written great, great books, but they never saw the light of publication. So they made so much effort and so much knowledge, but people didn't benefit. And one is a person is blessed with this knowledge and people benefit also. It reaches people. And previously was only in book form. Then came the time of cassettes, reel recorders, now it reached more people. Cassettes, CDs, MP3s, now with the internet, there is much more way on the website where it can reach so many thousands of people at so soon. Throughout the world it can reach. So a person must have this niyat that Allah spreads all his knowledge, all his love for Allah, that it must not be there, it must not be limited to the number of people who attend this program, but till Qiyamah and the whole world. And according to that niyat, Allah will give sawab. If a person makes that niyat, and only how much Allah is fixed will take place. But according to your niyat, you are going to get your sawab. Also, it is known that once you have passed away, then people don't carry on with that mission, very little. Great, great buzurgs also. Afterwards, the missions die away, the khanqa dies away. But you made your niyat, your sawab, and your work, your work is with you, not with people. You in the qabr for you to benefit. And with this niyat, a person can get that to benefit. And if he doesn't make that niyat, and he thinks, like for example, many, it's a common saying of our old people, for ordinary business people, our business community, and they say that whatever you can do, do yourself, that is giving your charity. Don't think your children going to give charity on your behalf. They're just going to, that money they're just going to blow it up for themselves. Don't have hope that they're going to do. Whatever you can do yourself. So in the same way an alim also, don't have hope that other people are going to spread your knowledge, etc., and your bayans, whatever you can do. And physically, how much can a person do? But with niyat, you can spread it. And it might not reach the people, but the sawab is going to reach you. And all the time in your qabr, you will get that sawab. اور تمام عالم میں احباب خصوصی کے رفاق کے ساتھ برائے اشاد درد دل آہ و فغا اسفار مع العافیہ والراحہ عطا فرمائے. جس سے all حضرت's aspirations, that is alone to prove the great بزرگی of a person. And in the whole world, with my special friends, in the company of my special friends, and for the sake of spreading the love of Allah, that I have all suffers throughout the world, with afiyat and with salamati. اور احکر کے اولاد ذریات اور احباب کو بھی دین کے بڑے بڑے کام کی سعادت عطا فرمائے. And this also a person makes niyat, that unfortunately also we see great, great bozos, their children, it goes through till the grandchildren or great-grandchildren, Today the enemy is using them particularly to spoil the name of the great Muslims. They make great effort on these people and make them the enemies of Islam and portray them and give them great prominence as the enemies of Islam. In the name of Islam, make them the enemies of Islam. But if your niyat was till Qiyamah, all my progeny must remain firm and do great work of deen, according to your niyat, you will get the sawab. They might even turn around and become bare pumpkins. But according to your niyat, you will get the sawab. But very few of us make this niyat and we think of it. This we get in the company of the Ahlullah. Well, like for example, what Hazrat's company now, we are all learning this and we are all benefiting. Aur jumla hasanat ko hamare liye sadqa jariya banaye. And all our goodness, may Allah make it a source of sawabi jariya. The sawab must carry on. It mustn't stop. Your life will come to an end. But the sawab of all your good deeds, it must carry on. And whether practically it will carry on is different. But with your niyat, it will carry on. And of course, with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Nabi, Allah's beloved, how Allah has made his deen till 1400 years. And nobody else's efforts lasted so long and is still growing stronger. And throughout the world, it was one Arab nation, but today every community and nation of the world, you will find Muslims, you will find Islam present there. There was that one article in Alaska, right out in the cold, a masjid, they pulled it somewhere else and transported it, and there's a masjid there also. And Adhan is taking place there. One alim went to Norway, Sweden, all these places, where there's 6 months day and 6 months night, and the ice is so solid that you can make tayammum on it. And they made namaz on the ice. He says, today Allah gave me that opportunity to see Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's deen, where it is and under what circumstances. And so this is the truth. And the niyat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his ikhlas, how Allah made his deen spread. So every person, nobody can reach that level of Nabi alaihi salatu wasalam, but how much ikhlas we have got, how much niyat and sincerity, Allah will let the work carry on afterwards also. Meri sihat kamzor rehti hai. Hazrat says, I usually stay weak. Jaan na tawane akhtar ke liye ek karor jaan tawana hak taala ki rahmat se mange. And this one body of mine which is so weak, in place of that make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah gives me 1 crore, 100,000 such lives which are strong, and I sacrifice them on Allah Ta'ala. This is also one thing. A person only has got one life. He might be weak also, he might be healthy, strong also. But you make dua that, Ya Allah, put the strength in this one body of 100,000 bodies. And that all be used for your deen. Not for this dunya, not for the enamorments and enjoyments of this dunya, but for your love and for your deen. Aur sab ke sab fidai jana se musharraf, honne ki bhi dua kare, and also make dua that all that lives must be sacrificed on Allah Ta'ala. Ke har lamha hayat mehboob haqeeqi par fida karne ki taufeeq ho, that every second a person can spend and use it on Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, who is the true beloved. Aur ek lamha bhi nafarmani mein kabhi mashghool na ho, and in that long, long life, one moment also must not be spent in the disobedience and displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. Majmua Ash'ar, Faizani Muhabbat Hidayah, Hadiyah Irsal hai. And Hazrat's compilation of poems from which Bahajas reads, Hazrat says, I'm sending one kitab as a hadiyah, as a gift also to you. Yusuf, you brought that, I forgot. No, that's not. May Allah bless us here in this reply. There are great, great lessons for us. If we make all that niyat, and then the truthfulness of the niyat is that we make some effort also. Not just we make the niyat and we are all the time in dunya. We are not doing any, we are not making majlis, we don't speak about deen, we are not spreading deen. Then that niyat is not a true niyat. Hadrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained that a person who gives on that hadith that the person who, when there was drought in Bani Israel, and he said, if these mountains were wheat, I would have distributed it to all the poor people. So Hadhrat said, like that, everyone can make that niyyah. But you must be truthful in your niyyah. And the example Hadhrat gave, you are a millionaire, you can give 100,000 for a masjid, because you got a lot of money, you are by the millions, 10 millions, 20 million, you have got 50, 100 million, you can give up. A million is nothing for you also. So, and a poor person said, if I was rich like that, I should also give a million. But he can't give a million, but he can give one rand. Is he giving his one rand or not? If you are giving, you are earning 10,000, you can give 10 rand, you can give 100 rand, you have got that means. So how much you can, are you doing that? So this we make niyyah for all this, but we're not even doing anything, not even in the home we're making ta'aleem. Not even we're making any ta'aleem with our friends. Then that means that we are not sincere. How much we can do, we are doing, and we have a niyat itself, the whole world, till the day of Qiyamah. Then that your niyat, and you will get your sawab according to that. Today we read, the second prescription Hadhrat has given, in order to get a guaranteed maut on, not only maut on Iman, but husn khatimah, a good maut, which means that the person goes direct into the pleasure of Allah. Such a person, Qiyamah's day, no problems also. Everywhere, VIP treatment, and he goes straight into Jannah and the highest stages of Jannah. So for that, a second dua, is dua ka ma'amul bana le, jo hadith paak mein hai, make it a ma'amul to read it every day. This dua which comes in the hadith, istiqamat aur husn khatima ke liye kasrat se parhe. For a good death and for istiqamah to remain always on deen. Many of our friends write that ups and downs we have. A few days we are good, few days we are bad. All the different, we're just changing like a chameleon all the time. So to have istiqamah, this dua is very effective. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith. Very short dua. And this is very, very effective that a person gets istiqamah, and by the barakat of istiqamah, husn khatima. Guaranteed istiqamah, guaranteed husn khatima. Tarjuma, e zindai haqiqi, O you, the being who is truly alive. Our life is not true because it's in the hands of Allah. When Allah pulls the chain, finish, we are dead. But Allah, nobody can pull any chain on Allah. Allah is not only alive, He gives life to everyone. So that being who is alive like that, ke jiske barkat se tamam kainat ki hayat qaim hai, and the barkat of Allah Ta'ala, the lives of the whole world are in existence. Our lives also, the heavens and the earth also, the life of this masjid also, the walls are standing, the roof is on its place, people are coming and making namaz. It must have happened one day that it becomes wairan, there is nothing. It gets even demolished, or anything like that. So it is only Allah who gives life. Whether it is a mountain, whether it's a waterfall in the mountain, whether it's a fountain, whether it's a well, Allah is the one who gives life to everything. Aur har zarra-e kainat ka baqa, jiske fez par munhasir hai. And every atom of the entire universe is dependent on the fez, the kindness of Allah. Otherwise, nothing can exist on its own. Even your topi, it can't exist on its own. It's also dependent on the face of Allah. Otherwise, it becomes so dirty, you discard it. Or it gets holes in it. Or whatever else happens, you don't even use it. Anything of yours, whatever you use, everything's life is dependent in the hands of Allah. Your pen you use, your glasses you are wearing, your spectacles, you change them, you put them away. Now they're redundant. You're wearing a new pair of glasses. You use a new pair of shoes. All this, the life of everything is solely in the hands of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Aapke rahmat se faryad karta ho, and by your mercy, I'm seeking I'm seeking your mercy, invoking your mercy, O Allah. Allah Ta'ala, when you have recognized Allah Ta'ala, Ya Hayyu, Ya Hayyu. Now you say, Bi Rahmatika Astaghith, a person who has recognized Allah Ta'ala. And who has got that love of Allah Ta'ala. you go to, if you haven't recognized the boss, there are two brothers who look very alike. One is the boss of the business. The other one is his brother. He's nothing there. And you go and speak to the brother, and you tell him, Mashallah, you're so wealthy, and you're so, what can he do for you? And the other thing is, the love that is, if there is love. Some other child comes and tells you, even daddy, give me this, daddy, give me that. You push him away. And your own son comes, your child comes, you do everything. So ma'rifat and muhabbat, then Allah's doors just open. And Allah's rahmat just flows for that person. So in these words, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Astaghith. Not only the outward words, that also have got value. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that dunya's just the word has got no value. Like you say, for example, atom bomb. And it can kill so much, it can do so much. And you read atom bomb 1,000,000,000 times, it won't kill a fly also. But indeed, even if you read the words Qarun, Shaitan, but in the Quran you read it. For every letter, not every word, 10 sawabs minimum you get. Because it's part of, so indeed the words also are valuable. Then if the reality comes in it, how, what won't that be? So, Allah Ta'ala ki rahmat hi se insan nafs ki shar se mehfooz reh sakta hai. And a person can be saved from the evil of your nafs only by the mercy of Allah. Otherwise your nafs will play havoc with you, it will turn you upside down. What and what won't nafs do with a person? So by reading this, you are imploring and invoking the mercy of Allah. And when Allah's mercy will come, your nafs and shaitan also won't be able to harm you anything. Otherwise, at the time of mort, shaitan plays havoc with a person. Nafs will destroy a person. But that person who got the mercy of Allah, Allah won't let shaitan come near also. Allah will keep shaitan also away from that person. Ajalan, abadan, or hayatu kulli shayin bihi muabbadan. Allah Ta'ala is azal, presence, ever. That ever, that there is no beginning to that. Abadan, forever, that end, to which there is no end. Allah is forever. Or wa hayatu kulli shayin, and the life of each and everything, muabbadan bihi muabbadan. Every life of any and everything is dependent on Allah Ta'ala. Allah whose life has got no beginning, who's got no end. And everything's life is fully and totally dependent on Allah Ta'ala. It isn't that we were using something, a blanket, this winter we decided we're not using it, giving it away, or just using it for something. Its life has come to an end for the use for which it was. That was by Allah Ta'ala. Everything. And if Allah gives barakat, then you use that blanket. Once Hazrat came home, he was resting on the bed, and then it was just, we didn't expect Hazrat to come. There was an old blanket there. So Hazrat asked, Ye Maulana, room ki zamani ki kambal kahan se aaye? Hazrat, in his beautiful way, this blanket of Maulana room zamana. But anyway, when Allah gives barakat, all things also carry on. And when there is a barakat, new things, you hardly still took it out, and now it got burnt little bit, this happened, something missed on it. The life of its usage came to an end when it hardly started stuff. But when Allah gives barakat, it just carries on and on. The first word, Ya Hayyu. Hayyu ke maana hai jo azal se abad tak hai. That who is since ever and forever alive. Or har shay ki hayat usse qaim ho. And everything's life is dependent on Allah Ta'ala. Hayy aur qayyum mein isme aazam ka asar hai. In this words, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum is the effect of isme aazam, that name of Allah which you take and du'as are readily accepted. If a person learns this reality and he says these words, what their meaning, he's got isme aazam, there is no doubt about that. Ya Qayyum, ay qaimun bi dhatihi, وَيَقُومُ غَيْرَهُ بِقُدْرَتِهِ. Who is alive by himself. He doesn't need to be, he doesn't need food to stay alive. He doesn't need health to stay alive. He's alive by himself. He is not dependent on anything, and everything else is fully and totally dependent on him for its life. That is Ya Hayyu. یا قیوم. قیوم وہ ہے جو اپنی ذات سے قائم ہو, who is by himself, he is alive, he doesn't need anyone, اور تمام کائنات کو اپنی قدرت غالیہ کاملہ سے قائم رکھنے والا ہو, and who keeps the rest of the world, کائنات, by his قدرت which is overpowering and which is most perfect, he is keeping everything alive. And this is that all the meaning of what Khwaja sahab rahmatullah alayhi said, موت مجھے نہ آئے جب تک کہ راز توحید سے آگ میں آگاہ نہ ہو جاؤں. موت doesn't come to me until I understand توحید, I realize what توحید, this is all توحید, that everything you realize it, its life is in the hands of Allah, the life of its usage is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. استغیث اے اطلب الاغاثة واسأل الاعانة. What is it? Astaghith, طلب کرتا ہوں اللہ تعالی سے فریاد رسی. I beg of Allah, that quality to beg of Allah. To beg of Allah, I beg of Allah, that I must know how to beg of Allah تعالی. Hey, just like we make the khidmat of somebody, we must may know how to make the khidmat. One time, one of our friends, he said that he offered to take me somewhere. So, and then I told him, ask Muhammad Bam, that how you must ask. Muhammad Bam used to say, may I have the honor of taking you, of serving you, etc. One person gave khajur for technique. So, made the technique, then there was another khajur. He said, if you wish to have it, that means you, like a beggar, if you want to take it. And one is you say, it's my honor if you will accept it from me. So, from Allah Ta'ala, what is your sheikh? What is anyone else? Allah Ta'ala, the person must learn, and you can't learn from anyone. Ask Allah, you teach me how to beg from you. Otherwise, I don't know how to beg. Astaghith, teach me the manner and the adab and etiquette of begging from you. Otherwise, you go and ask somebody, that person wanted to give you, but the way you presented yourself, his heart just turned around. And he said, I'm not giving you anything. Eh? But so ask Allah, how to ask of Allah Ta'ala, how to praise Allah, how to please Allah, and then take from Allah Ta'ala. Aur uski aanat ko, and beg of him his help, the help of Allah Ta'ala. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith. Kawird, the reading it abundantly, and of course a person reads it with this meaning and understanding, then what power it has got. Otherwise, it's a capsule, empty capsule, but that empty capsule is also valuable, indeed. And if you've got 5 milligram power, 50, 500, 5000 milligram, how much you got in you, so much that words of yours will have power. Kavir istiqamat aur husn khatima ke liye, for istiqamat aur deen, and that will lead to a person to husn khatima, a good mort, aur har bala aur gham se najat ke liye atseer hai. And for every difficulty and hardship, it is an alchemy. It is extremely, extremely beneficial. So much so, just see, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko jab koi gham aur sadma aur karb wa istirab lahik hota. Whenever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced any difficulty, any sorrow, any hardship, any parishani difficulty, to aap is wir ko kasrat se parte the. Then Allah's Nabi used to read this in abundance. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika astaghith. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika astaghith. So whenever we have any problem, sometimes financial, health problem, security problem, whatever, read this. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika astaghith. And particularly read it, that Allah Ta'ala gives us istiqamat on deen, and Allah gives us husn khatima, inshaAllah. This Ma'arif Matlawi, we read the story of Hazrat Jafar Tayyar radiyallahu anhu, who alone attacked the fort of the enemy. So from there the lessons that we learn, mithal number 1, beshumar sitare roshan hote hai. Stars, who can count the stars in the sky? Spend your whole night, your whole life trying to count the stars in the sky, who can count them? There are so much quantity, so much. Lekin ek khurshid-e-alam taab ka zahur, but one sun that is so strong, The stars are not, they are not vanished in the day, they are present. But one sun came out, you don't see one star in the day. Yani tulu sabko maan kal adam kar deta hai. That is, the rising of the sun makes all those stars as though they don't exist. So it isn't quantity, it is quality. What is the power of the sun? All the stars, majority. Quantity is so much, but they can't do anything. They can't even show their face once the sun has come out. Mithal number 2, second great lesson that we learn from here. Agar hazaro chuhe apne apne dilon se kisi lagar aur nihayat darje bimar billi par yak bayak hamla kar baithe, to baqada aqal unko fata honi chahiye. If there are thousands of mice, rat, and their teeth are sharp, and they can bite, and they bite into things. And there is one cat, which is weak, sickly, it can't even take out its meow properly, very sick. So according to logic, according to your principles, and this is where mistakes great, great military men make, that they work out according to them, we are so much in number. We got satellite to watch everything. We got bombers, we got this. So these people cannot stand up in front of us. And logically also, that is the conclusion, that so many rats and one weak, sick cat, what can it do? So logically, they will overpower that cat. And in which way? Ek do chuhe, uske gardan pakar le. 1, 2, 10, 20, catch hold of its neck. Do ek uske aankhe nikal de. Another 5, 10, get to its eyes and pull out its eyes. Do ek uske kaan apne daanton se, se cheer daale. A few others, with the teeth, and the teeth of the mice and the rats, they cut uske kaan, cut its ears, eat its ears up. Do ek uske pehlu mein surah karke, others make a hole in its stomach, in its sides, or andar ghus jaye, and they get to the inside of the cat, or andarun jism ke tamam aada ko chaba daale, and they bite and eat up all the inside, the intestines, the liver, the heart, all those things of the inside, the stomach, they eat it up. Lekin, this is which is logically, this is we plan, it's going to happen like this. Lekin mushahada uske khilaaf hai. But what we experience is completely different from this. Ke ek dafa jahan is laagar aur nahib billi ne miau kiya, where that weak, like a humble, weak cat, once it said meow, and that also a weak, faint voice, in hazar chuho ke aksariyat, ghalba, haybat wa khauf se, yak ba yak mafroor ho jati hai. The thousands of those mice, in spite of all the majority, and in quantity they are so much, one by one they start running, and where they run, whatever hole they find, they are gone. اس میاں کو سنتے ہی ان کے کانوں میں اپنی مغلوبیت سابقہ کے خوفناک ضرب گونج اوچتی ہے. By that one meow of that cat, they just hear it, and what they know, that the cat overpowers us. That fear that they have, that overpowers them, and they just run for life. اور اس کے دانتوں اور پنجوں کے حرکات جابرانہ کا تصور. And then there just comes to mind immediately that the teeth of it and its paws, how it attacks the cat and what the rats and the mice, what it does to is راہِ قرار اختیار کرنے پر مجبور کر دیتا ہے. They become helpless, they got no choice but just to run wild for life. اس کی وجہ یہی ہے کہ چوہوں کے سینوں میں, the reason for this is that the mice, the heart they have got in them, جو قلوب کے سینوں میں جو قلوب ہے اور بلی کے سینے میں جو دل ہے, the hearts which are in the bosom of those mice and rats and the heart which is in the cat, اس میں فرق ہے. There is a world of difference. It is the heart, it is that inside, not your outside. بلی کے دل میں جو جمعیت اور ہمت ہے, the cat that has got its determination and firm, and that is what is called a mu'min who is strong, and a mu'min whose willpower is strong, that mu'min does things. Otherwise, the small little, you start imagining all funny things all these jinnat stories and jadu stories in your house. You see, this is happening that nobody else can see. You hear sounds which nobody else can hear, all that. That is all that weakness. If you've got that strong heart, these things will not have any fear, will put any fear into you whatsoever. And this is what, this is that iman which we have to strive for. That the whole world's non-believers, what all the atom bombs, Maulana Yusuf Kandilvi Rahmatullah Ali was giving bayan in Raiwin. General Hatnawaz was one of the old workers, rahimahumullah. He says, first time he came, and when Maulana came, he made one objection. He was sitting right by the stage, that they should introduce the speakers. And like in Jamaat, they don't introduce, no big ta'aruf and praises and introduction. He just starts speaking. So Maulana overheard it. And the first words Maulana said, I introduce myself. That I am that person who was born from one speck of dirty sperm. From dust I was born, and this is just my in-between little period. I'm going back to sand again. On that he gave bayan. Then he spoke. He says that your iman is not made until you don't realize that all these tall, tall skyscrapers of yours and all your bungalows and all your cars and all these things are toys. They are nothing. So he got a shock, because these things mean everything to a person in his life. Your house, your share, your earnings, your investment. This means everything. Next statement, and he was in the Air Force general. The next, Maulana said, all your bombers and all your F-16s and all your tanks and all these things, till you don't realize they are only toys, your iman is not there. And that is reality. Allah said, all these things, lahwa wa la'ib, they are toys. But today we gave them so much of value. We'll miss namazes on namaz for the things of this dunya. We will lie for the sake of this dunya. We'll bribe for the sake of this dunya. Because dunya is great in our eyes. Deen hasn't got that greatness. So this better person, when he has got a heart like that, the whole world, one Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu anhu, one Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, what could the kuffar do? Muslims are small in number. 200,000 the Roman army comes. 200,000, we will crush these people. They just hear about us and they'll run away. But this handful of Sahaba, they put them on their heels, and they kill them and capture them. So it is that hard. Bas itni bari jamaat, jamaat Mowesha ka ek billi ke samne hawas baghta aur hosh rafta ho jana, us amar ki dalil hai ki billi ki jaan mein jamiyat hai. And this, that such a huge jamaat of these animals, these rodents, mice, etc. One cat and a sick cat, whose meow also is coming out so weak. What is it? And they are frightened and they run away and they scatter in all directions. This is proof that that heart, cat, what has it got? That heart, that full conviction, all this mice means nothing to me. I'll eat them all up, I'll finish them all up. It's got that determination, that iman when a person has got, then one person is enough for all the kuffar also. Aur zahir quwwat ke lihaz se billi ki khalas namumkin hai. Logically and logistics, today everyone speaks about, and everything in its place. According to that, that cat has got no chance whatsoever. 100 mice, 1,000 mice, this cat has got no chance. But in actual reality, because that heart which is it got, with Jafar Tayyar had that heart in him, what could all that enemies do? Isi jamiyat qalbi ka fukdan hi sabab hai ke chuhon ki taadat agar 1 lakh bhi ho tab bhi ek nahif wa nazar billi ko dekh kar sab mafroor ho jate hain. And it is this that we don't realize, what we don't know, that jamiyat qalbi, to be strong, to be positive, al mu'minul qawi khairu min al mu'mini dhaif, a strong believer, what he can do, that we don't have that. So we think the cat will, the mice will run over the cat, and then the kuffar will overrun. Today we also want to play in the favor of the kuffar, that we don't want to say anything against them. We are frightened. Our iman is extremely weak, extremely weak. And at the time of more that weak iman, Allah make raham on us. It's necessary to strengthen that iman. معلوم ہوا کہ تعداد کوئی چیز نہیں. From this we gather that majority is nothing. جمعیت اور ہمت اصل ہے. That strong determination and that strong, and you got iman on Allah, that person nobody can stop him. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu crossed over the waters because of that iman. They didn't have to get engineers and build bridges and go across. They walked across the water. This is that same thing which we lack, this iman that is destroying us. And if we, this is the effort to our zikr, our islah, our ta'alluq with Allah, just to feel nice that I got Allah's muhabbat, that is not sufficient. We need that strong iman on Allah Ta'ala. And for that, great effort is required. Great effort. That a person, our zikr also, how many of us make our zikr? Those of us who make also, what concentration, what thought, that La ilaha illallah. We are half sleepy. We choose our time when we are half sleepy, etc. But with that firm determination, that there is no power, there is nothing can do anything, illallah, only Allah. And 100 times you repeat it. Eh? And actually, the zikr, we make 100 times, but Hadrat used to commonly, at the beginning, prescribe 300, 500 times. And in the days of before, thousands they should say. Today, 100 also we not do it. Where are we going to get this iman? We're just hoping and dreaming, having dreams. For our dunya, how much effort? Who will say, tomorrow I'm not going to make effort on my dunya? Well, it will just come. Iman and deen, we don't make any effort and we just got big hopes it's going to happen. No, for this is the greatest effort. And when dunya falls at your feet, like for the Sahaba and for the awliya, till today, Allah puts the dunya at their feet. May Allah grant us this reality, inshaAllah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني اذكركم دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہو بس خبردار تیرا لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Inshallah, on ليلة السبت, this Friday night, we have a monthly majlis in Homestead Park. After the Isha Salah, inshallah, the program will take place. Isha Salah is at 7:30. Then on ليلة الأحد, Saturday night, here in the Darul Ulum, inshallah, the program will be also after the Isha Salah. After the Maghrib Salah, program is from Maghrib to Isha. And then Yawmul Ahad on Sunday morning from 10 o'clock till Zuhar Salah. And then next week, inshallah, on Tuesday night program, the Isha Salah will be 15 minutes earlier. So now Salah will be at 7:45. So the brothers should come a bit earlier, inshallah. The program will be after the Isha Salah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وعورة وذنب وخطيئة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولشيخنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أحسن إلينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات المسلمين والمسلمات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Thank you.